Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shaletta is here, and she's here at a preferred time. She's very demanding. She gets very upset if she's moved around.
Can I get my schedule? I mean, 12:35, 1:18, 2:35. Listen, my fans, the thousands of people that I allow to listen to your show on Fridays who look forward to hearing me at 1:08, have scheduled that on their calendar. They have email reminders to go out to the car, to go into the stall at work, and to listen in peace, okay? Now the boss think they got incontinent problems because they're all over the place. They were very predictable. 1:08, oh, yep, she's going to disappear for 30 minutes. She's just got irritable bowel syndrome. I don't know what's going on. She just disappears at 1:08 because she's in the bathroom stall listening to us and laughing. But no, you've messed it up for everybody because you just had me all over the place. And I don't appreciate it.
How do you know it's not the producer? I'm just the little talent who reads the stuff that Dave puts in front of me. To me, it's the producer's responsibility.
I produced your show, okay? I did, and I know.
I wouldn't call it producing.
I know what it's like working with you. Yeah, like
producing, is that really the word you would like to?
That's what was on my job description that was in my file. That was
that's all true.
Oh, that was my title. That's what, yes. That was in the Odyssey system.
Yeah. You didn't execute any of those duties. Okay. But we're back here at the sweet spot. Tell me about your week. What have you been up to this week?
Yesterday, I held a citywide prayer service.
Yeah, I saw
that. For Minneapolis and our Somali community. I went right over to Somali Way in Cedar Riverside at the Brian Coyle Center where they distribute food to families in need and culturally and ethnically appropriate foods. And we had a prayer vigil from noon to one yesterday. Women from Fellowship Baptist Church and Sanctuary Covenant Church came, and Geraldine Steele was there. She sang. Candace Nunn from the group Nun Above, the family band here in the Twin Cities, she sang old Negro spirituals and hymns. And you know, we just tried to pray a spirit of peace and protection over our city. And it was just a beautiful and amazing time. And what really touched me was Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara walked in the door and was like, I came for prayer. And we all, everybody in the room surrounded him, and we just began to pray for him. Whether you like him or not, or any of our elected officials right now, they need our prayer and support. As we go through a time in this country's history that some of our elders are saying, I've heard firsthand stories about it. You know, it looks so much like when black people had to walk around this country with freedom papers. You know, when folks would, you know, snatch them up and you thought they'd been kidnapped. And you know, they've been taken back to a plantation that they had bought their way out of freedom from or escaped from to the north, where they would have to walk around and produce paperwork showing and proving that they indeed were free and had very little rights. It's just a, you know, people are living in fear, and it's sad to see. But, you know, I just believe that this is not something we have to legislate our way out of, or march or protest our way out of. Any strong and successful civil or human rights movement always started with prayer. You know, the whole civil rights movement was birthed from the church. And so I think that, you know, for many of us, myself included, we have to get back to doing what we know how to do, because this is a spiritual warfare, and we've got to get back to praying.
What was your initial reaction when you heard the President of the United States talking about Somalis, say, we don't want him, we don't want him in this country, we want him out of this country?
I was not surprised. This is right after you and I talked about this man, you know, saying the R word and, you know, using yep. that as an adjective to describe Tim Walz. Every week is something else. And if we start screaming and barking and yelling every time he does something outrageous, we'll have a heart attack or stroke by the end of this term. We cannot get stressed out or distracted every time this man opens his mouth and says something derogatory, because that's going to happen every Tuesday. The best thing that we can do is love our family, protect our neighbors, pay our taxes, and make a difference where we can, right? And nobody wants to talk about the big giant elephant in the room. You know, this is racism at its best and finest. Years ago, when Jemele Hill and so many others spoke up and out about our president being a flat-out racist, they lost their jobs and their livelihood. They were pushed out of their careers because they thought, how inappropriate. Oh, my God, everybody was clutching pearls. Tell me where the lie is. Show me where they're wrong. You know, and nobody's stopping them. Our politicians are such cowards that they would rather retire or not run for reelection than go up against this man.
Well, you would separate, a number of, like, Jacob Fry has spoken out, Tim Walz has spoken out.
Right.
People within his own party have run and hid or lied about data.
Oh, and sat silently. Like, where's our Minnesota delegation? You know, the Somali community came out for Republicans in a big way this past election. They voted for these Republican legislators, the ones in Washington, D.C. included. So where are they? Why aren't they saying something? They've got a lifeline to the president. They've got someone who, you know, is a liaison between their office and the White House. They could draft a resolution, or they could make a speech on the House or Senate floor. Where are the Republican state, city, county, and D.C. delegation representatives that the Somali community came out in force for when they voted for the Republicans, twice as many of them as they did back when Donald Trump ran the first time? They are saying nothing.
I'll give David Hahn, the former leader of the party, credit when he said, we did make serious attempts in reaching out to the Somali community, and he in no way was embracing what the president has offered up. It just isn't that, it's not that difficult to talk about what we've talked about endlessly on the show, which is the fraud is extraordinarily high. It is unacceptable. The governor and others need to take accountability. We are allowed to identify the number of individuals, Somalis who are involved, wonder if there's greater coordination, all of that, but not say to the other 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70,000, you're automatically tied to this without any proof whatsoever, so you have to leave the country.
But here's the thing. That's what racists do.
Yeah.
They're looking
I called
for
it racist right
reason.
Away.
Yeah, they're looking for any reason to lump everybody together. Look, the person who was the ringmaster and the ringleader of Feeding Our Futures was a white woman.
Yep.
We're not trying to get white women out of the country. We are not saying anything about how white women are fraudsters and they're liars and they can't be trusted. Nobody has opened their mouth about white women. Why is it that we are opening our mouths about the entire Somali community? Because we want to be racist. Nobody has said anything about Miss Amy. They are acting like she was not the ringmaster. The ringleader is in jail right now serving time for what she did. Can we bring her up? Are we going to lump all white? If we're going to do this thing, if we're going to do it like they're doing it, then we got to lump the white women in with the Somali people because the white woman was involved too. We're not going to do that. Why? Because America. Okay, y'all, hold your pearls. Hold your pearls. America is racist.
Parts of America is racist. To say America is racist means all of us who are here are racist. I'm not racist. Dave Harrigan's not racist.
This country is set up to be racist, Chad, because we're sitting up here with this man calling these people garbage, and the only people who are speaking out, who are being vocal, who are defending these folks are allies. He has lumped this entire community into one pile when you got a white woman sitting up here who has done the exact same thing, and he said nothing. That's not a coincidence. But that's not just him. That's everybody around him. That's his cabinet. That's his allies. That's not just him.
It puts me in a weird spot to defend Donald Trump because I'm not going to. Because his words are grotesque. He clearly was racist. The R word was disgusting. But I'm not saying everybody who's in his cabinet. Like, I'm not supporting him. I would never be in his cabinet. I wouldn't vote for him. But to say everyone is in his cabinet is a racist,
What I'm saying is nobody's speaking up. There's time out for
silence. So that makes you a racist?
Silence says everything. If you are in a position and you are working for somebody, we're sitting up here at WCCO Radio, and if our boss said what Donald Trump said about the people who are from Somalia, who are in this country, in our community, and Odyssey did not discipline him, and he was allowed to continue to be our boss, I would quit.
I'd call it out on the radio.
I would not be able to continue to work for that man.
Let's say that scenario. Let's say Adam and Jordana were disgusted by it, but they said, I need my job. I need my job, and I have to pay my bills, and they continue to work here. Does that mean they're then racist?
I would be looking at anybody who will work for somebody who acted in a way that Donald Trump acts because they're complicit. That's like turning a blind eye, because it doesn't just start with the racist dialogue. He's feeding the fire. He's putting these people's lives on the line. When he says things like that, that's a dog whistle to the people who came to the Capitol on January 6th looking to harm legislators. It doesn't start with January 6th. It starts with his words. It starts with how he describes and demeans people. It starts with insults. And it's only going to get worse from here. It's only gotten worse, and it's only going to get worse until somebody gets the kahunas to stand up to this man or stand up to what he's saying without being afraid that they're going to lose their cabinet position or their secretarial position or whatever other incentives that come along with that position.
So I will say this. I have called out the political cowardice endlessly on this show when he says repugnant comments and some that are racist and they will look the other way. They will not call it out.
So
it is shameful.
What do you call those people, Chad?
But I'm not.
What do you call those people? What do you call them if they know?
Political cowards. That's what I call them.
I think you got to go past that, because this is how we got here.
You said America is a racist country. I do not believe America is a racist country. I think we have too many damn racists in this country, and it is frightening.
And guess what those racists are doing? They're running the country.
Not everybody who's in his administration is a racist. I mean, again, I would never vote for the guy. I can think of 200 million people I'd vote for over him. Like, and let's not forget his rise to prominence started in politics by doing what? A racist act when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the first president we ever were asking about his birth certificate was who? A black man. He plays to racism all the time when he calls Barack Obama Barack Hussein Obama. He tosses out racial comments all the time. But does that mean every supporter of his is a racist? No. To me. You obviously disagree, and you've been eloquent in those words.
Well, what I believe is that if we're not going to call him a racist, we got to call him something.
Well,
we got to find a name for
him. I'm not saying.
And I don't know where Webster is, but they've got to find something to call him, because if you see this, and if you not Emmanuel Lewis, the Webster-Marion people, if you see this and you sit by quietly, your silence says so much. And if you don't say anything and you don't call it out and you don't use your influence or your connections to make a difference and make some noise and try to stand up for the least of these, then we need to find a name for those people.
Right. I'm embarrassed all the time when he offers up comments and the phone thing and not calling them out. And they do it because they want their job. And I'm sure behind the scenes, they're calling it out, and that's BS. I could never, ever, ever live my life that way. I would not. I call him out constantly by his lack of moral character and say, why can't you find another Republican who has really the same policy positions but doesn't treat people like this person, but to say everybody in the country voted for him is racist? I'm just not going there. Let's pause because we're late already. A lot of texts on it. I appreciate it. 24 past 1. Chad and Shaletta here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How festive is your place now with Christmas 20 days away?
I have a tree up.
Okay.
And an angel on the tree. And I've got 3-4 plants outside. I have not put my wreath up, but I need to get more. Like I've somehow every year I can't find my decorations. I don't know about anybody else. I don't know if it's menopause. I'm getting older, but I don't know where I put the stuff I bought last year. So I've got some other stuff to put up in the house, but I haven't found it or had time to find it.
Well, I mean, when you're making the money you make, you've got a big house, so
right, it's somewhere in here.
So how are these things going up with your husband finally escaping his detention and the fact that he's broken loose?
Right. So you forgot that we just had Thanksgiving. And in order for his minor children to eat turkey and dressing, he's got to cook it and bring it over.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
So
did he cook at your place or did he cook?
No, he brought it because I told him I didn't want to clean up the dishes.
So what role did you play for Thanksgiving?
I washed the dishes when we were done eating.
Well, that's good.
That's good. That's a role. That's a role. And so he came over and he brought Andrew. He went to St. Cloud State, got Andrew, brought him back.
Did Andrew think he was going to his dad's place, and was he just devastated when...
You know what? Here's what I found out later. Now, check this out. I'm trying not to get angry right now. So Thanksgiving was on a Thursday. We all know this.
Yeah, thank you. Breaking news.
So he left Wisconsin. He went to St. Cloud State on Wednesday and got Andrew. And they went back to his house and they hung out. Mm-hmm. They didn't come to my house until it was time to eat. They didn't try to spend as much time with me as possible. And then Thursday, after everybody had gotten full, they didn't spend the night. They left.
Yeah. This is my not shocked face. Okay. You've terrorized these two people. You love both of these individuals and still do. They have been under the Shaletta large thumb for a long period of time.
They have. And I guess they're just tired. I mean, I guess there's only so much a man can take.
There is a country known as Latvia, okay? Latvia has a lot of women and not enough men. Latvia boasts 15.5% more women than men, right? And so what is happening there, as Dave has found the story, the women are now hiring husbands, like husband for an hour online.
Oh, my God.
Where they'll show up.
Please do this in America.
Yeah. I mean, you could use this now with Sean Free.
Okay, so tell me how this works, because maybe I'll do this, because, you know, I'm a businesswoman. I'm always looking for new ideas. Okay, how does this work? Hurry up. Tell me so I can get online and get this app built.
Allows women to hire a husband for an hour online by phone, where they'll show up within the hour, according to TaskRabbit Service. Upon arrival, these glorified handymen will do everything, including painting walls, fixing curtains, and other outstanding chores amid the Latvian male drought.
Okay, I'm going to just tell you that a lot of women my age are going through this. We are either divorced, we're starting over, and we're now doing stuff. You know, that old song, it's cheaper to keep her, it's cheaper to keep him. Like, in 1 week last month, I spent like $3,000. Yep. I had a ring on a toilet downstairs, an $18 part at Menards that I needed to change because it had gotten worn out. But I had to call a plumber. He had a trip charge. He got over here, and then he had to go to Menards and buy the part, and when he was done, it was $500. And then I had a flat tire. I had to call a tow to take it to Discount Tire. And then I had to pay for that to get done, and I had to pay the tow. And some other, I had to have something put up. I had to have something taken down. A man had to come over here with a big giant ladder. There was some stuff that had to be done. I had Halloween decoration. It was the week of Halloween. When I added all that stuff up that Sean was doing because I had papers on him, it was like, it was.
Okay. Now, I want to remind you about something here. It's an hour. Okay. They show up, Dave, as you saw in the story, for an hour. They don't get sent to the basement.
They don't spend a night.
They don't. And they have a car. They're allowed. Yeah, they're allowed to escape.
They're allowed to leave.
Yes. Yeah. Your
if I'm gonna do it, I might change my app.
Exactly. Your app will be Hotel California like. You can check in anytime you want, but you can never leave.
You cannot check out. It's like they commercial roaches check in, but they don't check out. Hoods check in, but they don't check out. But we need that. There's a lot of women my age, 50, 60 years old, professional women. We, you know, experience divorce or loss, or, you know, we're just getting to the point where we're tired and we just need some help around the house. And we don't have
You think I'm good at this crap? I need,
to hire a husband.
Yeah, well, I just make sure every woman I'm in a relationship with is also handy. You know, smart,
very handy,
kind, empathetic, beautiful, puts up with my nonsense. And also I give them like a tool set and say, what can you do?
They can wield a hammer.
Can you fix things, you know? So
yeah,
I need that. All right, we have to go.
All right.
Are you on tomorrow?
I am on. Oh, my God, I have not booked my show. Jesus, I'm so glad you said something. Let me get over here and line up my guests. Thank you for reminding me. I have a whole show to do.
Fun and a spirited dialogue with Shaletta. She's the best.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.